Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week, and in the third Aliyah of Parshat Naso, we have 10 psukim. In this Aliyah, B'nai Yisrael are told that certain people must leave the holy camp of B'nai Yisrael, people with tumat haguf, such as a person with tzara'at, or a zav, or someone who came in contact with a dead person. These people had to leave the camp in order to keep the camp tahor. The Aliyah continues to discuss the evil committed if somebody steals and then swears falsely about the fact that he stole. This person has to do vidui, verbal confession, to confess their sin and do tshuva, and they will be forgiven. As just mentioned, the Torah in our Aliyah tells us that a person who steals must do vidui. The Torah says in Perek Hei Pasuk Zayin, v'hitvadu et chatatam asher asu. They must do vidui, confess verbally about the sin that they committed. And this pasuk is quoted by the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204 in the very first halacha of Hilchot Tshuva. There the Rambam says that whenever anyone sins, any sin, not just theft, they must do vidui, they must verbally confess their sin. And the Rambam quotes our pasuk as proof, v'hitvadu et chatatam asher asu. However, we must ask a question on the Torah and on the Rambam. Of all aveirot in the entire Torah, of all sins in the entire Torah, why would the Torah use the sin of stealing to be the context within which we learn the halacha of vidui? Perhaps one can suggest that an answer to this question can be found in other questions that Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik asks. He died in 1993, and these questions and his answer are found in a number of places, including the book Reflections of the Rav, Volume 1, summarized by Rav Avraham Bezdin, beginning on page 20. Again, he asks a number of questions. First of all, we are told back in Parshat Noach that it was Hamas, robbery, that sealed the fate of the Dor HaMabul. And the question is, of all the things they did wrong, why was robbery, why was thievery the sin that sealed their fate? A second question, the same question can be asked of the people of Nineveh in Sefer Yonah that we read about on Yom Kippur. Sefer Yonah in the third parak tells us that it was Hamas, again, robbery, stealing, that did them in, that had them scheduled to be destroyed. And again, why? Thirdly, when we conclude the Yom Kippur davening during Ne'ilah, we daven to Hashem, Lema'an Nechdal, May Oshek Yadenu, God, hold us back from committing thievery, again, stealing with our hands. And again, Rabbi Soloveitchik asks, why specifically do we focus on the sin of thievery on Yom Kippur? We sin, but why of all sins is it the sin of thievery, of theft, that is singled out as we close out Yom Kippur? Rabbi Soloveitchik asks these three questions, and this is what he answers, quoting Rabbi Soloveitchik as summarized by Rav Avraham Bezdin in Reflections of the Rav. Quote, the answer is that all sinning involves thievery. When we indulge in what is forbidden, we are in effect taking that which is not ours. This concept may be even further extended. When we use our tongue to slander, we rightfully lose our right to use this organ henceforth. When our hands engage in wrongful deeds, our eyes in lasciviousness, our intelligence in deception, our free will in choosing evil, we, as a result, lose our further rights over these organs and faculties. The soul is yours and the body is your work, we acknowledge in our prayers. In our daily morning blessings, we thank God for such gifts as eyesight, the ability to stand upright, to walk, to discern, to be free, to observe mitzvot. All that we presumptuously call ours is really his. We may use these gifts conditionally for the period of our lifetime, only with his concurrence and in accordance with his stipulations. When we sin, continues Rabbi Soloveitchik, these zechuyot, these privileges, are forfeited and nullified. Their continued utilization is larceny. the great gift of tshuva is that it allows us to reacquire our rights over our lives, our faculties, and once again to partake rightfully of life's gifts. That is Rabbi Soloveitchik in answer to the three questions that we asked earlier, and perhaps one can suggest that this is the answer to our question as well. The mitzvah of vidui is found in our parsha, in our aliyah, in the context of theft, because theft is the paradigm of sin, God forbid. May we be zochet to use all of God's gifts properly and correctly and, quote, legally, and not, God forbid, steal what really belongs to Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone.